Timothy Tiger burst exuberantly into the hut, calling cheerfully,
"Time to rise, time to rise, time to rise, time to rise and play. Tee-hee, tee-hee."
But the little bear and hamster were already up and about, refreshed from their long sleep and ready for whatever new exploits beckoned their way. The three youngsters scampered into the open-air lab where BJ was already busy tinkering with a space-age-looking contraption.
Hiya! Kato! Hammy?
BJ waved and grinned, two dimples dancing merrily by the side of his mouth, brown eyes sparkling mischievously. He was a boy of about 10. A mop of unruly brown hair, slightly long at the back, was swept under a faded baseball cap, which he wore backwards at a jaunty angle. Sun-tanned and sturdy, he wore an old but clean yellow t-shirt and faded blue shorts. TT bounded up to BJ and rubbed his head against the boy's ankles, purring in a growly sort of voice. Timothy Tiger was a very handsome cub indeed. His black and orange stripes gleamed, and perky ears sat atop a chubby face dominated by large, cheerful black eyes. Cado and Hammy stared, fascinated at the gizmos neatly arranged all around the clearing. A large plastic tank perched on a 2-meter-high tower built with discarded metal struts. A long black hose ran from the bottom of the tank to a pipe connected to a row of 4 styrofoam boxes. A mass of young green leaves sprouted from holes cut into the top of the styrofoam boxes and rustled slightly in the light breeze.
Hey guys, that's our arrow farm, where we're growing baby carrots using aeroponics technology.
Aeroponics?
Kato asked, scratching his little blue ear, his eyes big with amazement. TT dragged the bear and hamster towards the boxes and lifted the top of one.
See, we collect rainwater in the tank, it flows down the hose, and we put the tank so high that there's enough pressure and the water is sprayed into the boxes through these nozzles attached to the pipe.
Yeah, we plant the carrot seeds on a wet sponge, then when some leaves have grown, we put them into these tiny baskets and slot them into the holes at the top of the box. The roots grow through the basket and are watered by the sprays. This is our second batch of baby carrots.
Tee-hee, all done without soil, very clean and easy. And delicious to eat too. Tee-hee!
At the mention of food, Kado's tummy rumbled, causing the friends to chuckle and Hammy to admonish indulgently.
You must excuse this little bear. He's always ready for a meal, especially if there's ice cream involved.
I'm sorry, there's no ice cream, Kado, but we've got some wafer biscuits today,
laughed BJ, pulling out a slightly crushed packet from his pocket. Soon the friends were munching the crunchy biscuits as the boy and Tiger Cub showed off their gizmos.
Here's our wormy post.
BJ lifted the lid from a plastic barrel painted a bright red. With Hammy on his shoulder, Kato climbed on Titi's back and peered inside. At first, it looked as if the tub contained nothing else but a pile of rubbish. BJ reached in and pulled out a fistful of crumbly scraps of plant, vegetables, and fruit and offered it to the little bear. Kato gingerly stuck out a paw, and the tiny pile in BJ's palm erupted into a mass of wriggling, squirming worms. Kato fell off Titi's back in his surprise. Hammy gave an annoyed and sat up straight on his hunches, ears twitching agitatedly.
Sorry, sorry, Tee-hee.
Timothy Tiger licked the little bear's cheek and blew gently at Hammy's ears, ruffling the fur on the chubby hamster's head.
The worms eat the food scraps and we get lots of nutritious fertilizer for the grass and to put into the water for our arrow farm. Cool, huh?
The little bear's eyes grew bigger and rounder as the boy and tiger cub showed their creations made from the scrapyard's inexhaustible supply of waste materials. Colorful sculptures of birds and butterflies molded from plastic bottles hung from the surrounding poles and wires. A piece of tarpaulin stretched tightly around a salvaged bed frame became a trampoline. The young friends had a fine time testing the springing power of the trampoline.
Right, Hong! Just like how Fufu throws me up in the air. Hammy, come and play!
Such rough and tumble games!
But when Hammy thought the others weren't really looking, the hamster enjoyed a little sedate bouncing on his own, much to everyone's delight. And then, of course, there were the other animal neighbors to greet. BJ showed Kato where a nest of tiny dormice lived in a secret hole under a collapsed trunk.
Ooh, they're cute. They look like Hammy, huh?
Hammy peered at the creatures smaller than himself and declared regally. Timothy Tiger leapt up excitedly from where he had been basking in the patch of sun, lazily swishing his tail to and fro.
Tee-hee, now it's time for another grand adventure! Come on to the Starship Spunky!
The four friends ran to the far corner of the lab, where a mysterious shape stood, covered by a large piece of grimy cloth. With a flourish, BJ and TT swept the cloth away, revealing a gleaming silver and blue starship pointed steadily to the sky.
The SS Spunky! Welcome aboard, Your Highness Hamster and Lord Brave Peep! This is Captain BJ, and I'm your galaxy guide, Lieutenant TT! Fasten your seatbelts, please! We'll soon be off to the Andromeda Galaxy!
And if you had always thought that the only toys worth playing with were those from spiffy toy shops, well, here's how fertile imaginations can unleash a creative force to be reckoned with. The SS Spunky never moved from its launch pad in a junkyard that whole afternoon, yet it transported its precious young explorers in a swirling journey through the universe. A leisurely tour of the sun, moon, and star constellations, especially the little bear, soon turned into a knuckle-clenching intergalactic battle.
Captain, enemy ships attacking from the right flank!
Ensign Kato, release the anti-vacuum biogenic rust darts. We mustn't let the phantom forces capture His Highness of Hamsterdam.
Ensign Kato saluted, snapping his heels together smartly.
Yes, sir!
He trotted briskly to the rear of the starship and punched a blue button. Whoosh! A stream of pellets floated away and impaled themselves on the encroaching enemy craft. A rusty veil quickly spread over the hulls and the black ships crumbled into space dust.
Excellent strategy, Captain! And spot on shooting, Ensign Kato!
Reinforcement forces zipping up on the left, sir!
We've been hit! We're losing power!
The four space adventurers threw themselves from side to side as the SS Spunky faltered.
Your Highness, our only escape is through the wishing black hole.
Go then. We'll take our chances, my gallant crew.
King Hammy saluted his fellow explorers and braced himself for the crushing impact of black hole travel. Ensign Cato, who had sworn to protect the king, wrapped the hamster safely in his paws. Faster and faster, the SS Monkey spun, closer and closer to the gaping blackness. All around, stars that were trapped by the immense magnetic forces streaked into the black hole, to be spewed out as glittering stardust at the other end.
10 seconds to entering the wishing black hole!
Lieutenant Titi started the galactic countdown timer, his eyes bright with excitement.
Remember, we must synchronize our wishes at precisely 0.05 milliseconds to impact.
Captain BJ stared grimly at the red lights of the galactic timer, which was tuned to detect the vagaries of time that enveloped the wishing black hole. Our courageous crew waited in silence as the milliseconds ticked away. The wishing black hole was the most enigmatic of all black holes. The only way to travel safely through it was a game of beating the odds. At exactly the precise moment of 0.05 milliseconds, everyone traveling in the same ship had to cast a wish. And if their wishes were the same, the ship would sail safely through to the other side. But if the wishes were different by as few as just one, the ship would be crushed into space dust. You would, of course, ask, why not agree on the wishes beforehand to make sure that they are synchronized? Well, that was the tricky part. The forces in the wishing black hole scrambled thoughts as well as time. It was a matter of chance that governed how the scattered pieces of the projected wishes were reassembled during that precise moment.
0.09 0.08 0.07 0.06 Now!
With one mind, the four space adventurers sent a collective wish into the swirling vortex and held their breath. An inky darkness surrounded them. The ship shuddered and creaked, tossed wildly in the galactic winds thundering through the wishing black hole. Then, they were free, floating in clear space, surrounded by millions of stars.
Phew!
Ensign Cato let out a tiny sigh of relief. It was really quite a bit too exciting for a baby bear, but he wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Captain, Earth lies straight ahead!
Reported Lieutenant Titi, scanning the flight radar intently for signs of pursuit.
Let's take her home, Lieutenant. Good work.
The starship Spunky touched down safely on home Earth in the warm glow of the setting sun. There was much rejoicing at the return of the King of Hamsterdam and his brave and loyal friends.
That was fun, BJ. Titi? Nice home! Not bad. Not bad at all!
The four young friends skipped tiredly but happily to the hut, where they sat down to a quick picnic of peanut butter sandwiches and fresh baby carrots. Hammy sighed.
My dearest friends, I would have gladly offered an exquisite musical soiree to round off an exhilarating day under the evening stars. But, alas, my piano lost!
Timothy Tiger prodded Cato gently.
What's a soiree?
A concert. Hammy plays the piano really well, but we had to leave his behind. A piano?
BJ rubbed his chin and a little sparkle came into his eyes. Just then, a shout of
BJ!
DJ! Where's that boy?
Oops! Time to go, Titi! It was a very good day, you know.
Cadeau tugged gently at BJ's shorts, and when the boy bent down, the little bear hugged him around the neck and kissed the startled boy on the nose. Blushing slightly, BJ stood up.
Yes, yes, it was. See you guys tomorrow.
Whistling nonchalantly, he waved and ran off, carrying Timothy Tiger tucked under his arms. The last thing Cato and Hammy heard was a cheerful tee-hee as the tiger cub turned, pointed at BJ, and winked.